1-800-473-1037, 1-800-477-1037. One of the greatest finishes, arguably the best finish in college football history, happened last weekend in the Iron Bowl.
Oh, so good.
The top,
unbelievable.
The top 10 best finishes in college football history.
Depending on which team you're playing for.
Well, exactly right. But very dramatic finishes, and we're going to go back and look at it. We've got clips of most of these great finishes from college football, a handful of them from the SEC.
I don't even think it matters. Last week, I don't think anyone can beat that.
I
don't,
no,
like,
I agree.
Whether you like Alabama or Auburn, one or the other.
Okay, here's your heads up. That's number one. There are nine others, though.
Oh, clearly.
That's some good ones.
I know you touched on this yesterday. I was listening, but would if you guys had a Heisman vote, would you or would you not put Jameis Winston on there?
I think you at this point you have
probably
to.
Probably now.
There's so many things left to be settled, and I don't know if there's going to be a charge levied against him. And if there was a charge filed, I might feel differently. I'm not sure. But again, that's no conviction. And this is going to be...
They're not going to do it, though, until after it's over, right?
Not until the votes are due, right. But it's going to be... It's going to, even if the charge is filed, there's going to, it's going to be a he said, she said. It's going to draw itself out. And the court case won't happen for a while. To hold that against the kid, when he may have done nothing wrong from a criminal standpoint, at this point, when he is the clear-cut winner, there is nobody else you can make an argument for, to me, that is better. I would definitely vote for him.
I think you either have to vote him first... Or not at all.
I think that's true.
I just think, though, if you put yourself in that situation, whether he did it or he didn't, he was in the situation that it happened. Do you not put points against him for that?
He had sex with a girl. The same thing that thousands, millions
of other college kids do.
Yeah. But 2 hours later, she had a rape kit done. It's not like she woke up
exactly
2 days later and said, what did I do?
I would also say that that's not the first time that a girl has had remorse immediately after. And I'm not defending his actions because I don't know what he did. I'm also not trying in any way to say...
You probably experienced that a lot, hadn't you?
No, but my point is, I've had friends have it happen though, Wally. I mean, the bottom line is, all it takes is, and that is one of the most... I would rather have somebody accuse me of murder than rape. I would.
Yeah.
It is one of the most horrible things you can say about somebody that he... forced himself on me. It's one of the most horrible things you can have be accused of, and it is a stain on your reputation that is hard to alleviate, even if you're cleared of all charges.
But
this will stay with him for the rest of his life. He was, because even if you are cleared and there's no charges filed, it's always going to be part of your history.
Once he gets to a Super Bowl, it's all forgotten. Look at Ray Lewis.
That's probably a true statement as well.
Well, Ray's a little bit of a different situation. They try to trump up charges on Ray because his buddies wouldn't spill the beans.
But as soon as he went to the Super Bowl and won...
No, people still bring it up, and there are still people that believe that he killed two dudes. I'm not in that group.
I'm not either.
But the bottom line is, on this case, when it comes to rape, it's something that's hard to... You can expunge it from your record, you can say it didn't happen, you can not even file charges, but once your name's connected to it, it's hard to get away from
it. But can you even give him... And I understand if he didn't do it and there was no connection to it whatsoever... You're going to feel bad that you didn't give him the Heisman. But at the same time, how can you do it if there is even a 1% chance that he did do it? How do you give a person a Heisman trophy and then it found out 2 days, 2 years, 20 years from now that he did do it? I mean, that is...
They're doing him an injustice because they're not clearing him.
Exactly. I went off on this earlier in the week. I went off on it last week. For them to, and again, they could say, well, we have other things going on. Their excuse was, we have a prosecutor that's working on a murder case right now, a capital murder case, and they're tied up. I'm like, do you not have multiple? You're Tallahassee, Florida. It's the capital city.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got other prosecutors.
Does that not make it a little fishy, though?
Well, the whole thing is fishy, but I mean, do you not have another deputy prosecutor? And my thing is, this has been going on for a year. It happened in December of last year. I mean, this is something that they've known about for a long time. So... Whether she wanted to file charges, you would at least, I would think, have some sort of initial conversation. Whether she wanted to push forward at the least, you would say, hey, and I don't know what is typical. I'm not an investigator, certainly. I've never been an attorney. But my guess is I would like to think that they would at least have a conversation and say,
within
hey,
a year's time.
This girl went and got a rape kit. She's making claims. We have to determine whether we're going to... And if she doesn't want to go forward with it. If you press charges, I mean, it definitely has an impact on him.
I agree. When you vote for the Heisman, you have to click on a confidentiality. So a week after next, I'll tell you how I voted.
Okay. Here's what I will say. I don't think it is fair in any way, because I would feel much worse. Here's the way I look at it. I would feel much worse not voting for him now and having him cleared than voting for him now when there is not a single criminal file charged against him or charge filed against him, and then him be actually charged next week or a month from now.
I don't agree.
I think men like you and me see things different because I have a daughter. I think you have sons. I have a daughter. I think I see it a little differently. Now, if it'd been my daughter, he'd be getting the Heisman posthumously.
Well,